And I'm here on Low Hill Lane with Ian Brookshaw, who's a Pride of Longbridge historian. And we're here at the opening of, or the official unveiling, of a plaque to commemorate the Longbridge Flight Shed, which played a massive part in the Second World War, didn't it? Tell me a bit about it.
Yes, it did. It was a building. It had got a single span roof, which was quite unique in those at that time. And the aircraft that were built in here, they used to take them up to an area where they could take off up some steps, and the fighters used to take off from here actually to go into service. But the big bombers, they used to put them on a low loader and take them over to Marston Green, where they used to assemble all the wings on them and get them ready for operations.
So I suppose once you've built a plane, you can't really take it out the same way you brought it in.
No, you can't. No, exactly. Especially with the big bombers, they could only build the fuselage here. The wings, as I say, were built elsewhere, and it was assembled over in Marston Green.
And tell us a bit about where it compares, because it was it the biggest flight shed in Europe?
I think it was, yes, at one time. You'll say it was the first one that got a single span roof on it. So, and that, funnily enough, that roof was designed by a German. So,
oh, right, the irony.
That's right, yeah.
But we've got, I mean, we're looking at it now as well. We've got, obviously, all these houses there. Quite a few of these houses probably could have fit under the roof, couldn't they?
Well, yes, they could. Yes, quite a lot of the say, normal two-story houses would have done, because say it was quite a bit. Say it was a huge building, really. When you look at it, the overall plan of Longbridge at the factory then, it was a very big part of the factory then, a very important part as well.
And I suppose the problem is when you want to commemorate something like this, we have got all these new houses, which is obviously great for the economy going forward, and obviously for places for people to live. But it does leave you with limited space to put a memorial, doesn't it?
Oh yes, it does, yeah. That's why it's got a small plaque like that, because say there is limited space now. Some of the road names, I say, will reflect on what happened here, but I say it's that plaque, I say, that's got all the information on. It's quite interesting to read, because though it's a small plaque, it covers quite a big history of that flight shed.
So people can find out a lot more. They and can... it's quite significant as well that we're here with our poppies on as well.
Yeah.
On obviously November the 10th, the day before Remembrance Sunday. Yeah. And it played such a big part in winning the Second World War,
oh,
didn't it?
Yes, the aircraft that came out of here said did play a big part, yes.